In Plain Sight with Jeremy from Kentucky on a Tuesday night, November 24th, week of Thanksgiving. Got a lot to give thanks for. I'm healthy, and we still live in a republic, and Trump's fighting for this election, and which means he's fighting for the republic. Let's all fight for the republic. Let's go to RBN and donate. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Go to the menu button, upper left-hand corner. Find the donate button. Smash said donate button. And send money. I'm doing $30 a month, but maybe you can do 20 or 10. What a difference that would make. You can call it in. You can mail it in. Just get it in here. And we're doing our Tuesday night show with my regular special guest, coming in from the secret cave in Burbank Studios. He once got in a bar fight with Big Jim Walker and Bad Bad Leroy Brown with one arm tied behind his back, and he beat them senseless. The Caped Crusader himself of political science, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and Bad Bad Leroy Brown, he's really not that bad.
No. And Big Jim Walker, I heard old Slim took care of him, too.
Slim you took must care have of him. Yeah, he had a razor blade in his shoe.
He did. You've trained him well. So we got a lot going on, and we just recorded our show for tomorrow. So everybody check out National Bugle Radio here on Republic Broadcasting Network, just in case you haven't seen that show. It airs at 1 p.m. Central Time weekdays, and Wednesdays, Patrick and Jeremy. So,
it's a good one. It's a good one.
It is. It's going to be a very good one. We discussed a lot of pertinent things. Some of the stuff that that we didn't get to discuss, we're going to cover tonight. So, what's up with the testing? You know, we've got to stop the testing. Testing for coronavirus is how they're able to really push this hoax. And I've got a Stormer article pulled up. Actually, it's not pulling up right now because I don't know what my phone's doing. But this is a little bit older. And apparently, one of the Trump boys got tested. You guys will excuse me while I pull this on the phone.
I hope it's not. Well, Barron already had it. And of course,
right.
Barron's about like 7'2". He's very tall. And I'm surprised coronavirus is still around after tangling with Barron.
Well, according to this Stormer article that I sent, another one bites the dust. Don Jr. tests positive for coronavirus. That was on the 21st. This is according to CNN. Donald Trump Jr., President Donald Trump's eldest son, has tested positive for the coronavirus, a personal spokesman told CNN on Friday. Don tested positive at the start of the week and has been quarantining out of his cabin since the result, the spokesman said. He's been completely asymptomatic so far and is following all medical recommendations, according to the COVID-19 guidelines. Bloomberg was first to report it. So, you know, the case that I wanted to make here is that what makes this hoax powerful is the testing. And these tests aren't really accurate. We know Elon Musk tested like 4 times. He got 2 positives and 2 negatives within 2 days. A lot of people in my area of West Kentucky are testing, popping positive, and they're not showing any symptoms at all. I knew other people that got sick. Went and tested, had to go home for 3 days without any medication, any treatment at all. And then their test came back negative 3 days later. And they ended up having some sort of bacterial infection, or there was a strep throat guy. So I think the name of the game here is to, number one, for places of employment to mandate the testing, you know, to get them so that people will get out and get the numbers up, get the testing numbers up. And then two, scare people, get them pissing down their leg in order to make them think, oh no, do I have the COVID, the deadliest disease ever in all of history, even worse than the bubonic plague. And people are so brainwashed and so fear-driven by the media that they go get tested. And sure enough, if you test enough people, you're going to get a lot of positives. So it's the positive tests that are driving the new lockdowns for the fall. Do you have any input on this, Patrick? What do you think?
Well, Nancy Pelosi early on said, yes, the key to everything is testing, 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 which she said in her vacuous way. If lots of people test positive, great. I mean, that's the thing. It's a good thing if lots of people, especially these young people who show no symptoms, if they're testing positive, great. Then you get that group immunity much quicker, and then the vulnerable people who have gone into hiding can come out. They've gone into isolation. How long are they supposed to be isolated? You know, what is actually going on is they're just isolating people, especially these older vulnerable people, until the pharmaceutical companies can come up with a vaccine. That's completely insane. And what you're seeing is, I mean, there are surveys of young people showing that you've got depression off the charts. You've got drinking and alcohol abuse off the charts, suicides. I mean, everything, the worst things are happening. And, you know, this coronavirus, okay, yeah, the worst disease ever. It does remind, there was a disease that was talked about in the Bible. And I had a friend of mine mention that, you know, she's Catholic, and the Catholic Archbishop in her area had recommended people not get together on Thanksgiving, that they stay apart. And she said, "Wait a minute, what about ministering to the sick? Right? I mean, what about, like, look at Jesus? Didn't Jesus minister to lepers? And you're telling us?" I mean, it's not as if coronavirus is leprosy. You're telling us we've got to stay away from the elderly because of coronavirus? I mean, you know a lot more about Christianity than I do, but it seems to me that our Christian leaders are, they're not very Christian, are they?
No, not at all. And, you know, a lot of elderly people, all of them that I know, would rather be with their families and be going to Thanksgivings and participating because they're at the end of their lives and they're willing to risk a heavy flu virus. But I guess the whole point that I was making is that the push for testing is what's driving the fear. It's what's driving the propaganda.
Yeah.
And so the patriotic thing to do would be don't test. Just stop testing. Mm-hmm. Don't go test. I mean, I know there's some medical care providers and, you know, workers at nursing homes where, you know, you have to for your job. I get that. But if you get sick, stay home. Last year, half the people in my church got sick during the Christmas play. They couldn't have it. All the kids were out sick. The schools were getting record levels of, you know, kids staying home from school
and this
sick.
This is just regular flu, not coronavirus.
This was last year. This was last year in November and January of 19. And everybody was just like, oh, I guess there's just a mild flu going around. Something's going around, isn't there? And then that was their attitude. Well, and they just went on with life.
They're pushing this testing. And the new thing is they're pushing the testing in order for you to cross state lines, right? So if you're gonna come to Vermont, I've mentioned this on the past couple shows I've been on. Vermont, the state of Vermont, advertising on New York radio, on WABC, because a lot of people vacation, a lot of New Yorkers vacation in Vermont, and they're saying, yeah, come to Vermont. You only have to quarantine for 2 weeks, or you can test and then you just quarantine for 1 week. And you got that E.T. clone who is the mayor of Chicago saying you've got to test to come into Chicago, or if you're a student, you're going home from Chicago and then you're going to come back, you got to test. So they're really, really pushing the testing to ride on airplanes, testing, but, you know, to cross state lines. So they're, it's not just that people are going to be isolated in their countries, but now they're being isolated in their states and their localities. You can't move without testing. And, you know, this is, I mean, I'm not comparing this to communism, but in the old days of the Soviet Union, if you were, or China, you had these internal passports. If you were going to go from one province to another in the bad old days, I'm talking about the bad old days, you had to show your documents just to go from one part of the country to another. Well, now that's where we're at.
Yeah, in that
But
sense, true.
it's to keep us safe.
Did they even shut down indoor dining in these communist countries?
No,
I
they didn't do that.
mean, in some ways we're worse, but I mean, of course, as you mentioned in your show yesterday, this is not actually today, this is not communism. This is something weird and new where corporate America, big tech rules, and the government's not really, I mean, they're enforcing it to a degree, but the bulk of this is getting enforced by CEOs, and you could stop someone from coming in without a mask and eventually without a vaccine. So this is something very strange and weird that we haven't seen before. And
Yeah, it's not to defend communism. It's not to say, oh, communism wasn't so bad. It's just this is different. This isn't it's not communism. And communist China, it doesn't it's not doing these things to its own population. China is not trying to replace the Chinese people with Africans or South Asians or any. They're not. But our governments are.
And they're openly communist. So, like, yes, the state rules, and has means of production, deal with it. Whereas our country, they're trying to hide behind the fact that they say they're a democracy. We're actually a republic. And I know there's a matter of terms there, but I mean, when Ben Franklin was asked, "What have you created here?" he said, "A republic, if you can keep it," from the founding fathers themselves. But, the left wants to push this we're in a democracy, but yet they just hoaxed an election. They just disenfranchised 80 million plus Trump voters because there's no way you're going to get me to believe that people came out in droves in record numbers to vote for Biden, surpassing that of the Kenyan, Barack Obama, when Biden couldn't even get anyone to show up at his rallies.
Nobody
So
showed
there's
up.
no, there's no
And
way you're going to be.
yeah, I mean, you look at the precinct by precinct totals in black precincts, all black neighborhoods in these big cities. For Obama, yeah, he was getting 100% of the vote, but it was only 50 to 60% turnout. And Biden supposedly, I mean, they're not really releasing a lot of the precinct by precinct data in a lot of places, but to the extent they are, they're saying that he was getting 90% or 100%, or in some places even more than 100% turnout in the black neighborhoods. Well, it didn't happen. Everyone knows it didn't happen. Everyone knows that Biden can say, "Oh man, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, man." No, everybody knows it's not true, and the black people don't care about Biden. I don't even think Corn Pop voted for Biden.
No, and like everybody knows this, the majority of Trump voters, and I'm giving Rush some kudos here. I listened to Rush today. Rush Limbaugh is putting the stats out there that the majority of Trump voters and even a small percentage of Democrat voters think that there's something weird with this election. I mean, most Trump voters, like close to 70%, believe that this is a hoax. And Rush is pushing that to his credit. But, and I know that a lot of the world leaders have acquiesced, but and I just sent you the prep a little bit late. It's in your it's in our text. It's in your Skype text.
I will look at it.
Someone who is not acknowledging this hoax is Vladimir Putin.
Good on him. So he's not congratulating Joe Biden. And one of the giant tragedies of the past 4 years, maybe the biggest tragedy, was that whole Russia hoax prevented Donald Trump from establishing a relationship with Vladimir Putin. And he badly needed Vladimir Putin to tutor him on how to govern. He needed that relationship, not just to improve Russian-U.S. relations, but sometimes you sometimes get people who are so isolated within their own country that they need people in other countries. The closest thing that Trump had to a big foreign policy success was when he almost negotiated that peace treaty with North Korea, you know, brokering a peace treaty between North Korea and South Korea. And the only reason, of course, Bolton and Pompeo sabotaged it, but the only reason it could happen, it didn't go through the American State Department. It went through the South Korean their national security advisor. He set up everything. Trump couldn't use his own State Department. He couldn't use his own White House. He really desperately needed to establish relationships with other countries, especially Russia. And he was stymied, and here we are now, on the verge of losing our republic.
And I think Putin and the Kremlin, and they all know that. I mean, you know, Putin went through this, 20, 25 years ago? Not quite 25.
20.
Late 90s. Yeah, it was
1999 is when he became prime minister.
There you go. And he had a block of Jewish oligarchs that he had to contend with, and he handled them quite well. A lot of people would say that he caved into them, but maybe the way I'm reading it, the oligarchs caved into him. And he still is maintaining power in Russia, and the country's better than it's been in over 100 years. And even though I take the National Socialist side in World War II, you can't say the same of Hitler. I mean, they had 12 great years, but he was willing to die on that hill, and the entire communist and capitalist world came in on him and destroyed Germany, utterly destroyed it. And it's neutered to this day. Whereas Putin's got 20 years of power, and as William and I discussed last week, you know, Putin's even put some things in place in the government for when he does step down eventually, so that Russia can continue on the path. But that having all been said, you know, Vladimir Putin has not acknowledged the fake president-elect Biden, and as a matter of fact, they're openly criticizing the fake theoretical appointment of Anthony Blinken.
Really?
He's a total Jewish neocon. Yeah, this is a Stormer article that I sent you in the prep. It's toward the top. Russians comment on Biden's theoretical appointment of Anthony Blinken, the Jewish neocon. And let's get into this just before the break, and we'll have to pick it up on the other side. Anglin writes, Russian patriarch Vladimir Putin continues to refuse to congratulate Joe Biden on his stolen election. Russia has much reason to do everything they can to stop the ascent of this usurper to the throne. And they were given much more reason after Biden announced that he plans to appoint the extremist Jew neocon Anthony Blinken as his Secretary of State. RT reports that Joe Biden has named Anthony Blinken an advocate for isolating Russia, cozying up to China, and intervening in Syria as Secretary of State, cementing a foreign policy built on military forays and multinational motivations. More on this article on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal...
Awake every morning.
Welcome back to Complete Sign on Republic Broadcasting Network. Jeremy joined by the Cape Crusader himself, Patrick Slattery. And we were discussing the Russians see the light. They see very clearly what's going on here. And that is that Joe Biden is appointing people to his cabinet that's going to be very, very anti-Russian, and they're probably going to go after Syria. And we were covering this in an article by the Stormer. The Russians in RT are criticizing this. Let me read on a little bit, and then I'm going to kick it over to you because you did a little mini deep dive during the break. Biden, the nominal president-elect, announced his selection of Blinken along with other members of his foreign policy and national security team, which is filled with such veteran Washington insiders as John Kerry. No, he's not Irish, people. That would be John Cohen. He is the new czar of climate and formerly Secretary of State under the Kenyan Obama. Blinken, a longtime advisor and Deputy Secretary of State under President Barack Obama, has been hailed by fellow Democrats and globalists such as retired General Barry McCaffrey as an experienced bureaucrat with global contacts and respect. You can go through and read the article. He was praised. It's not Sesame Street. That's gay. But the main thing about this guy, that you pulled caught out during the break, Patrick, you looked up this guy's this guy's past, and he shares a tie with Epstein.
Well, okay, so he is born in 1962. I remember him as the number two person at the State Department the last couple of years of the Obama administration. Kerry was number one. Kerry's half Jewish. Blinken's Jewish. Number three, Wendy Sherman was Jewish. And then the next tier, you had Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, Jewish. I mean, it was very, very Jewish. And then you look at this guy, Tony Blinken. Before he was the Deputy Secretary of State, he for 4 years had been the National Security Advisor to the Vice President. That was Joe Biden. So he's been tight with Biden for a while. But, you know, when I was looking back at his history, I noticed he went to the Dalton School. Well, the Dalton School in New York, this is where Jeffrey Epstein taught. I'm not sure if they were there at the same time. I think because it looks like Blinken moved off, like his family moved to Paris, I think maybe before before Epstein worked there. But when Blinken was going to the Dalton School, the head of the Dalton School at that time would have been Bill Barr's father. So, you know, it's this little incestuous world there of you know, rich Jews in New York City. And of course, when I say rich Jews, I mean Blinken's father was this investment banker. I guess his father was a founder of, what is it, Warburg Pincus. So, yeah, I mean, he comes from this Jewish milieu, and he's not an American diplomat. He's just, he is a Jewish tribalist, and we've got an occupation government, and it's not, you know, it's not just Blinken. You've got Homeland Security. You've got this Jew who was born in Cuba. It doesn't matter that, you know, he's foreign born. He's going to be the head of the Homeland Security. He's was on, you know, Tucker showed a clip of him tonight talking to Judy Woodruff on the PBS NewsHour a year ago, talking about how he wants to bring all of these, you know, so many more refugees, and he wants to expand the Dreamer Act so that you know, more and more people who came here as young people can just stay forever and ever and have lots of babies. And, you know, you've got Janet Yellen, who is would be if fake President Biden has a fake inauguration, she would be the Treasury Secretary. Janet Yellen, who was the head of the Fed before Trump appointed a Goy for the first time in what, 38 years decade. Or whatever it was. Yeah, 32 years, yeah.
So are we thinking that Blinken is maybe a kosher glow-in-the-dark, like a Mossad flavor tier, with him going to the Dalton School and being you know, involved with Epstein?
Well, I don't know if he was involved with Epstein, because I don't know if they were there at the same time. He may have been. Who knows? But they're just from that same, you know, they're from New York. It's Bill Barr's dad. It's, you know, Donald Barr. And it's Epstein was there. Blinken was there. You know, he's just got this Jewish, very, very Jewish pedigree. His father's an investment banker.
Wow. Pick it up on the other side, in plain sight.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite. a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Jeremy from Kentucky. We got Dr. Patrick Slattery as our guest, and holy Bolshevik Revolution, Batman! This cabinet. I mean, Joe Biden, the fake president-elect, forming this cabinet of all these neocon warmonger Jews. It's just like I can imagine people were feeling, the ones that were aware, you know, as you know, as Trotsky and Lenin were forming, you know, their government, and just the immense amount of crackdown and the war that's about to come, and Russia sees this too. I was talking about in the middle of the article, Blinken is still arguing for a resurgence of Washington's military intervention in Syria. He lamented in a May interview that the Obama-Biden administration hadn't done enough to prevent a horrific situation in Syria. And he faulted Trump for squandering what remained the leverage the U.S. had on the Bashar Assad regime by pulling troops out of the country. So Syria is stable. ISIS is taken care of. And this guy is lamenting that. He's saying that Trump missed an opportunity to overthrow a sovereign government of another country. So that's what this guy's all about. And I can totally see why Russia's criticizing him, and why they're getting worried, I guess might be the good word. Yeah, why they're getting worried about Biden's potential appointees here should he hoax the election and take the levers of power. You had something pulled up on Blinken as well. What do you got?
Okay, so I'm looking at Blinken, and after the Obama administration, then when he's out of the State Department, out of power, this is kind of interesting. He found, and I'm doing this deep dive into Wikipedia, but he co-founds this firm called West Exec Advisors. So it's a political strategy advising firm. He founds it with Michel Flournoy, who, by the way, is very likely to become the defense secretary. And she's some neocon. I'm not sure if she's Jewish or not. She may well be Jewish because her father worked on I Love Lucy in Hollywood or something. And, you know, people in Hollywood, there's what kind of name is Flournoy? Like Portnoy. The name Portnoy is a very Jewish name. Was Flournoy? I'm not sure. But, so Blinken and Flournoy's group, the West exec advisors, who are its clients? Well, Google's Jigsaw, whatever that is, Israeli artificial intelligence company Windward, right? So they've got Israeli firms, artificial intelligence, and then in an interview with The Intercept, The Intercept, which was founded or co-founded by Glenn Greenwald, although he's since left because The Intercept is become fake and gay, whereas Glenn Greenwald, he may be gay, but he's not fake. Flournoy described West exec's role as facilitating relationships between Silicon Valley firms and the Department of Defense and law enforcement. That's exactly what we want, right? We want these Silicon Valley firms, we want big tech to be integrated into the Department of Defense and law enforcement.
What better way to spy on you, my American public, right?
Right.
Am I right?
You are right. You are very, very right. Did I cover what we were talking about during the break? Because there's some other stuff maybe we're talking about during the break.
I see similarities, you know, after I read Dr. David Duke's book on Secret Behind Communism, where he did a legit deep dive into communism, focusing on the Bolshevik Revolution. And here you have, like, Russian, you know, ethnic Slavic peoples, and this government forming above them as the Tsar is taking out of power, of all of these, like, majority Jews and then like other races of people. Like the Bolsheviks were very diverse,
right?
And these people that were forming over the heads of the Russian people, who were just about to do this horrific smackdown on the people and commit tens of millions of murders. And I don't think I'm using hyperbole here too much. I definitely see this thing forming above us as Americans that is very anti-white and very American. That is going to smack down.
You're absolutely right. So, I mean, 100 years ago, this is why, like, I don't like the normicon take that this is all communism, that there it's all communists, like Venezuela and China, communists. Because what's happening, what is in our face, what is likely to happen or could happen, is not it's not communist in the way that what was going on in other parts of the world during the Cold War was communist, because that was defined, the communism of our lifetime was defined by state ownership of the means of production and central planning. It was these economic things. Now, Don Black is calling this neo-Bolshevism. That, I think, is a good term, because the Bolsheviks, were the Bolsheviks primarily a class thing, an economic thing? It really wasn't. It was not a class thing. It wasn't an economic thing. It was an ethnic thing. And that's why you could have Jacob Schiff, the capitalist, the banker, financing Lenin. And where's Lenin?
Oh, Lenin is in Poland.
And if you don't get the joke, listen to this yesterday's National Bugle Radio or today's National Bugle Radio segment 2, right after the first break. Good joke.
Let me put it like this. It's a political scientist joke. It's a good one.
maybe it wasn't funny to you. I thought it was so funny. Anyway, because the Bolsheviks, like you said, it was this Jewish-led group of primarily non-Russians who lorded over the Russians and other Slavs and created a situation which killed millions of them and impoverished them. And was it really an economic thing? When you look at those years where you had, you know, the Bolsheviks before Stalin really consolidated his power, those years of the late teens and the 20s and maybe the early 30s, you didn't have like one kind of economic policy. It went back and forth. You had in the late teens, you had what they called war communism, where they just requisitioned, the government just requisitioned whatever it wanted, literally just came and took whatever it wanted. Then in the 20s, you had this period of the new economic policy, which where you had state ownership only of the commanding heights of the economy, and the rest was markets. You didn't have planning. And actually, the new economic policy, to a large extent, was the model for modern-day China. And then you went to collectivization of agriculture. You went back and forth. So there was no consistency in economics. What there was consistency in was antipathy and racial animosity by a Jewish-led group of minorities towards the majority population. And that's what we're having here. You're having a Jewish-led, very multicultural elite come in, and they're repressing and oppressing the white Christian majority.
Absolutely. Check this out. The Hill reports Biden picks first Latino to lead Homeland Security.
Just a Latino.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
A Latino Jew.
Oh, God, Patrick.
Oh, God. No, it's not. Gonna, oh, God.
We're going to mix our bagels with the tacos? What are you saying, guys?
It's not, oh, God. It's what would it be? Ora, Dios, or whatever. I don't know. My Spanish isn't that good.
But do you really? Okay, so what's this guy going to do in regards to border control? I mean, is he really going to be sensitive to people, you know, caravans crossing the border and protecting the great American citizens of this country? No. This guy's going to open it up. So, I mean, very similar to the diverse Bolshevik government that formed over the Russian people, and that didn't care one bit. Not only did they not care about the Russian people, but they wanted to inflict pain and suffering on them for their horrible crimes of anti-Semitism past under the Tsars. Something else you mentioned that, you know, Bolshevism, neo-Bolshevism is a good way to describe it, because it wasn't straight like classic Marxism. It wasn't communism. It was Jacob Schiff funding, you know, Lenin and Trotsky. Well, look at what's going on now. I mean, isn't big tech and CEOs, Google, you know, YouTube, they're all coming together and they're backing this up. They're funding Black Lives Matter. Walmart gave hundreds of millions to Black Lives Matter.
Did they give hundreds of millions?
Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah, look it up. I'm gonna look it up just to make sure that I'm right. But just more reasons to boycott Walmart. But the point that I'm making is that this is not classical communism. Communism is against, you know, they want the state to own all these means of production. These people in power are working with and empowered by globalist capitalist billionaires. And that's the crackdown. The crackdown is not coming so much from the governments of the world, even though it is in some areas, maybe Australia and UK, in regards to coronavirus. But the real, our freedom of speech has been taken by these online platforms, not by the government. So this is a very weird situation that we find ourselves in. You know, and in the same way that capitalist Jewish bankers funded communism in Russia, you know, we've got big tech CEOs funding the oppression of Americans and people worldwide here right now through this Biden election hoax and through Corona hoax. What do you think?
Yeah, it's all hoax. We're getting a hoaxocracy here. Is there anything? is there anything that we can trust the media on any issue?
No, absolutely not. We can't even trust Tucker anymore. We were talking about that earlier. I mean, Tucker and Ingram, they should be pushing hard against this. They should begin their show with this election with a hoax, and they should end their show with this election with a hoax, and include everything in between.
And try to, while it's not too late, try to promote a way out of it.
Absolutely, they should be talking about how the public should be outraged, and how this is going to go before the Supreme Court and state Republican legislatures.
Yeah, get people out in the street. Look, I mean, MSNBC and CNN and the New York Times and all of them, they got their people out in the streets violently. Why can't Tucker and Ingram try to get people to attend these rallies at the state capitals?
But instead, what are they doing? Oh, they're taking the narrative of, all right, let's tell everybody how bad a Biden presidency is going to be, and let's go ahead and start earning our paycheck by fighting against that for the next 4 years. That's the line that they're taking. So, I mean, they're clearly grifting off the situation. So, yeah, they're done. And, wow, can you believe we've aligned ourselves with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity?
I know. It's like, I'm laughing. But it's really sad when, you know, they become, I mean, are they even the voices of reason, or just, you know, where we have to pin our hopes on Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones. Now, Nick Fuentes, I don't mind that. I don't feel at all any bad feelings about pinning hopes on Nick Fuentes. And he's 22 years old, and he might be our leader one of these days.
Nick's
22
okay.
years old.
He's got to quit tolerating the gay crap. I mean, that's
okay.
He's got.
I don't know that much about him, but I watched the Biden Trump debate on Nick Fuentes' live stream, so I got a little bit of a taste of him from that. And I've talked to some Groypers, and the Groypers seem very red pilled on the JQ.
It's a step in the right direction. Okay, and right now, you know, we've got to handle the biggest threat to us, and that is the election hoax. And anybody that's pushing against it is our ally. That's the way I'm looking at it. We don't have to agree with everything they say. But anyway, speaking of Limbaugh on today's show kind of backed up something that I was saying on last night's show of that the legals team of Trump still has a very valid case. And this is something else that Rush, to his credit, has been pushing, is that this is not over, and there's a very good case for election fraud. Now, you know, we were talking about, I think Friday I was talking on the show about how, and I mentioned it Monday night, the Trump team has distanced Powell, and they've kind of broke ties, assumingly, and people were like, oh, what's going on here? Did Trump think Powell was a kook? Did Tucker get to him? What's going on? I came with my show last night and I said, you know, I think it's a matter of strategy. I think that as a strategy, they're separating so that, number one, Powell could say that she's doing an independent investigation. And number two, they could pursue two different angles of attack. And here we have right here, Rush Limbaugh today on his show quoted Giuliani about the split between Powell and Trump. Giuliani says, and I'm reading the Rush transcript today because I couldn't pull up the audio in time. Giuliani, it's because we're pursuing two different theories. Our theory of the case to get the Supreme Court is basically a misconduct of the election officials in at least five or six different states. They had these mail-in ballots, which I think were always part of the plan, and they always cheated somewhat with these ballots. Got a break coming up, all covered on the other side.
3 days straight was no big feat to get by on no food or sleep, and crazy was becoming my new norm. I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Here. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Back to the show, the second classiest show on RBN. And we are discussing Rush's take on the Powell-Trump split. And how I was vindicated, and I would basically said that it's because they're pursuing two different angles of attack. And Rush validated that today by quoting Giuliani. You know, the Giuliani team is focusing on misconduct by the states, and Powell is going to focus mostly on the actual fraud in the machines themselves and in the paper trails. Patrick, do you have a take on this, a red hot take from the Cape Crusader?
I don't know if it's a red hot take, but I do think that the fake news media is going to seize at any opportunity to make it seem as if there's discord, chaos within the Trump legal team. And isn't it a coincidence that this happens and then immediately – this happens. When I say this happens, this announcement happens that that Powell's not part of the legal team, and then immediately Powell's Twitter is suspended for 12 hours so that she can't clarify it.
Very good example of corporate America and big money cooperating with these politics.
I guess Mike Rivera said it today, but OAN has its YouTube channel taken away for no particular reason. That just happened.
OAN. Real quick.
Give us One American News.
American News.
Yeah.
And got you. Yeah. True. I mean, it's, you know, we're reaching levels of censorship that shouldn't even be possible. It all started with the Daily Stormer. And they said when they censor these publications, they're coming after the Normicons. And OAN, I mean, I would, One American News, I would consider them relatively normie friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're totally, you know, Normicon.
Yeah. And so where does it stop? Where does it stop? And so I think they've gotten to Tucker and the blonde chick, and I think that they're towing the party line, and Tucker's getting ready for 4 years of Biden and Harris bashing to keep his career going. And he might as well put that faggoty little bow tie back on, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. I mean, I've been hot and cold with Tucker, even simultaneously. I don't know. He might redeem himself, but right now he's acting disgracefully.
Lou Dobbs is on our team. He's interviewing Giuliani, and Giuliani, you know, Lou Dobbs is like, "How much flexibility do you have?" Talking to Giuliani, and he said, "There's a lot of time. There's time, and the facts are there. We just need to get them before a trier or court that will be fair and listen to them." The court in Pennsylvania cut it off without listening to a single fact, and I don't know how the judge could have concluded that the facts aren't substantial when they haven't even been presented yet. That's true, but that's going to work to the Team Trump's advantage. The more judges dismiss these and the more they're able to appeal directly to the Supreme Court, the more it cuts down on time. That's the end of the show. Thanks, Cake Crusader. I hear the 80s music blaring in the background. That means In Plain Sight is done, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Check out the Patrick and Jeremy Show on National Bugle Radio on RBN tomorrow at 1 Central. Good night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.